This show is paid for by Thump Local LLC. The views expressed by the following program are those of the sponsor and are not necessarily the opinions of 77 WABC or Cumulus Media.
Doing
well, he's going on for an hour and a half.
How you doing?
That wastes a lot of our valuable time.
How you doing?
Good evening, everybody out there in Radio Land. We are Thump Local. We are here as we usually are Sunday nights at 9:30, untangling the web of digital marketing and offering you other valuable business insights. At least we hope they're valuable. I am joined in studio by Ronald Wilpon. Good evening, Ronald.
Good evening.
And, of course, the RH Factor, Rich Healy.
Howdy.
Howdy, howdy. And Lexi is taking care of the board and making us sound relatively, I don't know what.
Handsome.
Oh, well, yeah. Do we sound handsome? Well,
sure.
Thank you. So, yes, tonight on Thump Local Show, we actually wanted to talk about Thump Local. That's cool, huh? Oh, and we are going to continue to buzz, because I think it's working. We're going to keep the you know buzzer, so that every time we slip up and say you know, we will do that. Exactly. Thank you. So we will start by, I just wanted to let everybody know. So Thump Local is a digital marketing agency. We do all types of services for businesses. From building websites to social media campaigns and posting to hosting sites, Google AdWords marketing campaigns. We do business videos. We do your listings. We claim and build out all of your listings online. And, of course, we talk about it a lot. We have a review generation and online reputation division called Review Stars. You can learn more about that at ReviewStars.com. And we basically deliver the most value digital services, in my opinion, to our clients. And anytime there's a new service or product out there that has a lot of value, then we kind of run to our clients and we start to offer that very, very quickly and make sure that they have everything they need, including the information about it, which is kind of the idea behind this show. So... you know, one thing that separates...
That was kind of almost well put.
Yeah.
It was...
Except for the you know.
I know.
You know?
I know. So, yes, we are a large, small company. That's what we like to say.
Yes.
We're large enough to handle just about anything, but we're small enough that your business matters.
Still. And always will.
And it's true.
Absolutely.
So, also, all projects... For us, with our clients, they're all coordinated and handled out of one office, and that office is right in Floral Park, New York. That's a big deal. You guys come from other companies, and you can attest to when the work is being kind of coordinated and handled in different parts of the country or different parts of the world, things can get a little out of control. The communication isn't always there.
In
our business,
it's
all communication.
Well, I mean, when you're dealing with people that, you know, Jesus. Anyway, when you're dealing with people that know the language, and I hate to say this, but they, you know, the larger companies tend to all... What? I said it again?
It just slips in there. That's why this buzzer is important, you know? I did it. You can buzz me. Go ahead.
The large companies... As they farm this stuff offshore to India and the Philippines, although they're very nice people, stuff gets lost in translation, whether you're building a website, whether you're doing Google AdWords campaigns. listen, I don't care what big company it is. They're all offshoring the stuff. There is no way that they can do a better job than us. And I'll say it. It's just a matter of fact.
And if you call our office, you can actually speak to somebody that can actually help you. It's not you're putting in a ticket.
No.
You know.
Oh, my God. Double. You guys both said it at the same time. It's gross.
I think he said no, but
no,
I said
no.
You know.
I didn't say you know.
We both said it.
No, I didn't.
We'll have to go to the replay
I believe that there's still a few gigantic companies out there, for whatever reason, they're still doing in the billions of dollars of revenue with small and medium-sized businesses. We're a small regional boutique digital agency, and I always tell people they're better off. If it's not us, I guarantee you around the corner somewhere there's somebody that they know that's involved or running or part of a small boutique agency. So, again, just speaking up for everybody that's out there, there's a bunch of them out there. They're much more valuable than the big guys out there. They're all kind of morphing, these big companies, into God knows what. But there's about $3 billion of revenue being generated by like three different companies that I know of specifically. And I guarantee you, in the next 5 years, they won't be generating $1 billion.
Yes.
And so it just goes to show business owners, you're much better off dealing with the local guys around your area, your community. They will take care of you better. It's the same thing that I ask them if they're an HVAC or a lawyer or a doctor. What's the difference between me going to you and some guy who's like their biggest competitor that's got 500 offices, 70,000 employees, and 650 phone numbers? They'll always say that, well, they'll get a better service from me. So it's the same thing that we do. You're much better off going to these local agencies. We're much better to react.
I'm not sure, but can we say there was another purchase that was made? Another one of these big companies was sold recently. And, you know, so these big companies, they're being sold for reasons that are pretty obvious, because the people that owned them previously knew that the time was up on these on the larger companies.
It's okay that he said that.
Yeah, why?
So, also, I wanted to get into another point of ownership.
Yes.
So, ownership, once you pay for a website with us, you own it. Okay?
What does that mean by I own it? Because I own the site when some of these other companies do that. I own it, right?
Yeah, this is a huge deal. So, sometimes businesses are shocked that they've been paying for a website and paying for marketing to that site. And when they want to try another marketing company, they find out they don't even own the website, the intellectual property, all that stuff.
They'll own the domain name.
Sometimes.
What's the domain name?
The domain name is the www.
Oh, the web
ABCplumbing.com.
Yeah.
Yeah. So you'll own that, maybe. Maybe not.
Mm-hmm.
You know? How could you not say you know when you should know? I mean, I'm talking to you about stuff that you should know.
Well, then you say you should know.
You should know that, yeah.
And if you say it that way, it's...
So you should know. Imagine you've been paying, you know, hundreds of dollars a month for your website for the past 5 years.
Imagine
you've been spending,
way of saying, you know,
thousands of dollars a month to market that website. And then something happens and you feel like you want to try another marketing company. You say, you know what? This has been great. I've spent hundreds of thousands of dollars with you. Did I just say it?
No.
I said it, didn't I?
You said, you know what?
You know what? So
I said, you know what? Oh, okay. So that's different. All right. So
why is it different? So you know what? So you know.
No.
You know.
It's all different.
And you know what? No, that's different, right?
Yes.
Anyway, so...
anyway, it's a good segment.
You come to find out that you don't even own the website. And all that marketing and all that stuff is owned by the company you've been paying all that money to, and they don't even let you walk away with the website. With us, it's upfront. You know that even if we're hosting the website, it's your website.
That was fun.
You want to cancel, you want to leave, you want to go somewhere else.
How about some of these companies, they actually rent you a website forever.
A lot of them.
Say that fast.
And at the same time.
Rent you a website.
They're doing search engine marketing for you.
You don't want to rent you a website. You want to buy you a website.
You squeeze one old.
Guys, stop. Milton. They're renting you a website that you don't own, and then the search engine marketing that they're doing for you, they're sending to a landing page that you also don't own.
Mm-hmm.
So our concept is build you a website that you love, that you own. If you want to move on to somebody else, you take the files and host it somewhere else or let us host it. But you own the website and you can do whatever you want.
It's
and then send the traffic that we build on Google and whatnot for them. Send it to the website that they own to build that up. It doesn't work that way with the bigger companies.
Hundreds of thousands of dollars into fixing up a house that you found out later that, oh, you didn't really own it. You've been renting. And you just basically built equity into somebody else's. So make sure you're with a company, even if it's not Thump Local, that you actually own the house or, in this case, the website.
Ditto.
The issue is back in the day, when we were trained this stuff by these big companies, what happens is they basically give you the side of the story or the sales rep the side of the story that they want you to kind of go out there and tell the public. Unfortunately, that story serves their needs and not the client's needs, which is very different from the way that we operate now, right?
And it omits some pretty key things.
Well,
probably.
I mean, you know, driving... damn it! Driving traffic to websites and landing pages that you don't own is never a good idea. So,
well said.
Yeah.
Absolutely. And another thing about Thump is you really do get our best effort because we care. We do care. And we go to great lengths to find a solution to an issue and get your issue resolved. Even if it's an issue that we didn't create, we still will go above and beyond and try to find a way. A lot of times we're successful, not always, but we're always going to try to find a way to help you guys and you know whatever your business's issue may be. In most cases, it's not even something we caused, but we're going to try to help you out anyway because that's the kind of company that we are.
I find it amazing the stuff that Rhea does in the office for...
Shout out to Rhea.
For clients that had an issue with their site coming down or if they forgot to renew their domain name and they get like frantic because it's like 6 minutes before this thing's expired and, you know, Rhea's... working her magic, she gets a little wand out, and she, you know, does a little magic things. And I hate this friggin' buzzer.
Companies that have been in business for years and years, and on their GMB listing, it shows a picture of a vacated, dilapidated building from about 20 years ago, and that's the picture that shows up on their Google listing, and that you have to go through a whole process to even try and get that fixed.
We can help. Google us, Thump Local, THUMP.
Local. LOCAL.
Good job.
And when you say Thump Local, you mean local as if we're on the radio in New York and New Jersey, and our clients, although we're all over the place, but the majority of them.
But we target them locally.
Targeted locally, and we handle stuff locally.
Bingo. And with that, let us take a quick break. We'll be right back.
Goodbye.
If you're a business owner in charge of your company's digital marketing, finding the right company to trust with your digital advertising dollars can be challenging. Not with Thump Local. Thump Local is a rapidly growing digital marketing agency. They're so confident in their work. Instead of driving you directly to their website, they want you to check out their reviews for yourself. Google Thump Local. That's THUMP Local. Call 516-796-0009 or just send an email to radio@thumplocal.com to set up a free consultation.
All Platinum Pest Control has been serving New York and New Jersey residential and commercial clients happily for over 20 years. Now, their uniformed technicians are highly trained and are fully licensed and insured. With prompt, reliable, and personal service, they become New York's premier pest control service. Now, with a customer service guarantee, you can't go wrong. We won't rest until we get rid of your pest. Don't wait. Call now. 718-710-9982 or visit them at allplatinumpestcontrol.com. That's 718-710-9982 or visit them at allplatinumpestcontrol.com.
You'll be glad you did. And we just wanted to mention our friends over at High Boss Shirt, located in Newark, New Jersey. High Boss Shirt Company is one of the oldest shirt manufacturers in America. Listen, the RH Factor wears their shirts, so hey, with their dedication to quality, craftsmanship, and detail, your shopping experience will be easy, fun, and affordable. Go to highbossshirt.com today and customize your shirt.
We are back, right?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. We're back. Yeah, well, welcome back, us. So, yes, again, we are Thump Local. We're here on Tangling the Web of Digital Marketing. Just wanted to say hi again to our friends at High Bar Shirt, just in case anybody missed that part. But you can go to highbarshirt.com. You can get
Did he just blow me a kiss?
I believe so. But, hey. Maybe he was excited because he loves High Bar Shirts so much.
I do. I have some awesome shirts from them.
We all do. And we all really do enjoy the you know, the whole experience of ordering at highbarshirt.com, the quality of the shirts. We love the fact that they're made right in Newark in the USA. And we have a...
By hand, nonetheless.
By hand. Literally, we've seen it. And we have a promo code where you can save 15% off, HBTH15, HBTH15. Go to highbarshirt.com, get 15% off. And real quick, if you've been injured in an accident, you want to reach out to Weinstein, Chase, Messinger, and Peters, call them, 718-304-0550. Over $500 million in recoveries for their clients. Do I really need to say anything more? WCMPlaw.com. Call them. Speak to an attorney. 718-304-0550. And with that, I think we did want to do this new tradition we've started and letting everyone know what happened on this day.
Hey, what happened?
What happened?
So on July 15th, let's see, 2003, AOL Time Warner disbands Netscape, and the Mozilla Foundation is established on the same day. Interesting fact, on 2006, July 15th, Twitter is launched, becoming one of the largest social media platforms in the world. So that was only 2006.
Wow.
Only 12 years ago.
I know it well. 1959?
Yes.
July 15th?
Yes.
This guy with the two thumbs?
Yeah.
Born.
Really?
Just saying.
No, happy birthday.
That's okay.
Do we have a happy birthday?
Can happy birthday to me. Rich,
you how could you forget happy that it's his birthday?
Yeah, sorry.
I thought we were going to do it at the end. But.
Oh, okay. Rich was planning a big celebration.
Ooh, yeah. What do you think?
Oh, so Lexi wasn't in on the surprise that he had planned.
Wasn't in on the surprise.
Oh. That makes me feel really good. Okay, so now
it was a super surprise he was keeping to himself because he couldn't trust anybody.
What do you think is going to happen with Twitter?
With Twitter, I think it will continue on in some way. It will be there. But
I mean, we're in digital marketing. Is it going to be a platform where people are going to use that for? Business growth, lead generation, or is it just going to be a platform to just brand and put out a quick little message?
I think it's...
Somebody's going to buy them.
Twitter is... I still can't figure out how they can't, you know, they're not killing it and monetizing that because the information that you can get on a constant basis there is just amazing to me. So for them not to have... monetize that to the point where they're making oodles and oodles of dough.
Because we're doing some stuff with some of the clients that
me.
Are, you know, which are really active on social media, but it's not really, it's one of those luxury items that for a lot of our small and medium-sized businesses, it's just not a place where we're going to when they want phone calls.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think Facebook seems to be making some steps to try to make that morph between social media platform and search engine. You know, I said it. I caught myself. But I don't think it's there yet. And I'm not sure if they're going to try to go that route as well. But if you could somehow find a synergy between a place where people want to go to check out the latest whatever, social media-wise, but also the place that they turn to when they want to conduct a search and find a business, then, you know, that's something is going to be around for the long haul, in my opinion. But
great platform for branding. It's a great platform for branding, for targeting. It's great for that stuff. I'm still trying to figure out, like, now they have the call now button. I just don't know if people who are going on Facebook are going to be looking to call somebody right now. You follow what I'm saying? So they have the call now button as a call to action.
I'm just saying they get a lot more active. It's much more valuable for small and medium-sized businesses than Twitter. Twitter is...
No. I understand that. And I'm saying as far as a branding mechanism and targeting your market or your target audience, Facebook is probably the best at doing that.
In our experience, in my experience, I've had clients that were urged to put their entire budget onto social media platforms, and the people who urged them knew that they wanted phone calls, and they just found that they've spent thousands of dollars a month, and the phone calls weren't coming because people aren't on those platforms necessarily to be finding a business. When they need a business, they're in need of whatever, you know, whatever they need, they are generally going to the search engines, is what I've found. So you want to be involved in social media. You want to have a presence. You want to do some targeted ads, get some, clicks and impressions.
You know,
but
it's okay.
Did I?
Yeah, it's okay.
Oh, darn it. You can hit me.
She can't. She's from New York, so she doesn't.
So, we found that the search engine is a way better place for the phone calls.
Generally speaking, if I'm looking to call a plumber or a doctor or a lawyer or whatever, and I go and I'm going to Facebook, I'm going there to ask my buddies, my friends, my neighbors, got somebody in mind. See it all the time, right? We have a forum locally. But if I'm going to, I really want a phone call, I'm going to go to Google. I'm searching for, you know, the person or the business I'm looking for. I'm checking out the reviews. And based upon what I see, I'm going to call them. Mm-hmm. I'm not going to call them. That's, again, the necessity versus the luxury. Mm-hmm. And I think we have a pretty good balance of what we suggest where our businesses invest their ad dollars for that purpose.
Yeah, I would say we have that locked in.
Locked and loaded, you know.
Absolutely.
Milton.
Exactly.
So we have a few minutes left here. What else did
Let's talk about scary stories.
Horror stories?
Yeah. I have to think of one now, but I think it's time to talk about a scary story. I had one in mind, but I can't think about it.
Yes.
Rich has it.
Welcome to Digital Marketing Horror Stories.
Damn. Go, baby.
The contractor from Long Island.
The damn contractor from Long Island.
Can you say damn?
Yes, you absolutely can. I see them say that stuff all the time on network television.
Anyway.
He reads the lips.
Well, I mean, it's a big company story. So he was with the big company for 6 months. They gave him all types of credits. They gave him credits to get him to continue on.
He signed a long-term contract and had an email saying, you don't have a long-term contract.
Right.
I love that. Mm.
And he kept getting these credits and emails from his sales rep saying that he knew that the thing wasn't working. So,
well, there's two guys like that.
They were, I guess, yeah.
And for some reason or other, some of these people are happy enough to say, well, you know, I'm getting these credits. So why are you spending all this time with a company? And because you're getting credits, you're good, because you're really not moving anywhere because you're spending a lot of time and energy. Spending money, getting credits, and not having anything done.
I think they figure that they're advertising, but they're not spending any money. In reality,
it's not working,
and when you don't spend any money, you don't get any value, right? So, I don't spend any money on marketing because they're giving me credits, but yet my phone's still not ringing, and they're kind of okay with that.
And nobody ever calls.
But they're
back.
Not. Yeah,
nobody calls me back.
So
call me. I will call you back.
Yeah, Ron calls everybody back. Even people that don't want to talk to him, he calls back.
I call everybody.
Are we
going to
give Ron's cell phone number, or do you want them to call the office?
Give Ron's cell phone number.
Well, I don't know if you want to give my cell phone number. Cause,
call this number.
I have to sleep at some time.
516-796-0009.
Yeah, I'm one of the extensions.
Wait for the number.
W-I-L-P as in Peter, N as in...
Yeah, nice. There's a number you can press, and that'll go direct to Ron Wilpon.
You spelled your own name wrong.
Even when he's sleeping.
W-I-L-P-O-N?
No, you said W-I-L-P, P as in whatever,
Peter.
And then
O.
N as in Nancy. No, you didn't say nothing about O. You said P and then N.
Wilpon.
Wilpon.
W-I-L-P-O-N. That's the, yeah. Call me. I'm in the book.
I'm sorry, the tone of your voice, that is just...
I like to hear him laugh, because he doesn't laugh a lot.
I laugh quite a bit.
That's hysterical.
Especially on the show.
That's hysterical for him.
Milton. So, yes, that is a horror story. We had another recent incident where the business's website kept getting hacked and going down, and finally they reached out to us because we had been there a while back and made a presentation, and finally they knew that maybe they needed to get with a different company. I think that's kind of a horror story in a sense, you know. Oh, that's the you know buzzer. We're using that on the show to try to break us of the habit of saying you know, you know. So I think we are just about.
I didn't get one buzzer. Did I? Do I get like a piece of candy or something like that?
He got one.
I did not.
You got one, so you got half a piece of candy. That's.
I did not get one.
On the other show, Lexi says she remembers back last week.
No,
that's pretty good.
She was thinking of another person.
We're gonna have to listen to the playback, and we will decide if Ron gets a piece of candy or not.
I don't think so.
We're Thump Local.
Next week to find out.
We're Thump Local.
Yes.
Give us a call. We can handle all the hard work and all the heavy lifting that you need to get yourselves on the map on the internet.
Yep. We handle all that digital marketing stuff.
Need some social media?
They may be using other marketing companies. I just don't know why.
Google us, Thump Local, T-H-U-M-P, local. And don't forget to go to highbarshirt.com, order your customized men's dress shirts. Get 15% off when you put in the code HBTH15, highbarshirt.com. And go to our website, thumplocal.net. Check out all of our work and stuff we do. And don't forget to also have a good night from Thump Local.
Happy birthday.
Happy birthday. Happy birthday, Ronald.
This program was sponsored by Thump Local, LLC. The views expressed by the preceding program are those of the sponsor and not necessarily the opinions of 77 WABC or Cumulus Media.